SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen,
please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
All right, here we go. Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 159. Great to have you with us on a Tuesday night. On the grid, 844-843-6879 is the number. Lot to do, plenty of action, that's for sure. Tons of NHL games, tons of NBA games, a boatload of college basketball games. So plenty of live action. We get a little bit closer to Sunday as the Chiefs and the Niners and Super Bowl 58 out in Vegas. We're doing the golf tonight as well, because obviously I usually do a lot of golf on Coast to Coast on Wednesdays, but since Scotty's in Vegas, I'm not doing Coast to Coast, the solo at least, on Wednesday, so no Golf Wednesday. So we'll do it tonight with Keith Stewart from Read the Line, who normally is with me on TV. He'll be with me tonight, later on, second hour, and he's at the Waste Management Open out in Arizona, and we'll get his selections as well. Of course, Mike Carver with you, sans Joe, out on assignment all week in Vegas. So, night number two, back-to-back double dip for the one, the only, Gentleman George Kurtz. Hi, George. How you doing?
Doing well. Doing well. You said it like, we got 6-7 hockey games going on now. Mike, I just finished a pizza. You know, so I made a marinara face. Little grandma pie. I'm a happy guy right now.
George getting involved at the grandma pie. I love that as we get cooking here tonight. We welcome in all of our radio affiliates. Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Great to have you aboard, Mike Carver. No Joe. George Kurtz is in for him. And we also can't forget that Matias Berbel is there in Vegas at the media center. Not allowed to call it Radio Row anymore. That's not what it's called now. Now it's the Media Row is what they've now called it. They've changed all the particulars out there in terms of naming and et cetera. I would have to say Matias probably, I told Matias last night it was probably dead as a doornail on a Monday. Maybe 10% more than last night today, and then tomorrow it'll ramp up like another 25%. Am I right that it's about 10% busier tonight, Matias, than last night?
You know what, Carver? It's a little bit more. I'd say it's about 20%. Okay. Percent more right now. There's a lot more people. Actually, I lied to you. We're more like 25%.
Okay,
I got
good.
People to my left, to my right, in front of me, behind me. It's a lot louder if you can't tell my background. It's going. Jackson Smith and Jigba is around the corner. There's people here, but only a few.
Okay, that's good. So a little bit more atmosphere for Matias tonight as he's out there doing a great job for the guys at Sports Grid. Got a lot of work. I think he's got Scotty. Scotty will be very happy. He's got him a Steeler tomorrow, too, with Cam Hayward in the mix. So nice job by Matias there. All right, George, I want to start here. We obviously have a lot going on. You know that me and you are on hockey, too. We left last night, and we always kind of preview the next day's games, and we were talking about this hockey slate. And I said to you, well, I mean, this one sticks out to me, right? We're going to do a nice little money line parlay. We've got the Bruins at home, off a break, fresh. Bad team in Calgary coming in. We've got the Panthers at home, fresh. Flyers have been stumbling, et cetera, the last couple weeks. And sure enough, George, the Flames scored 2 goals in the first period on the Bruins, and they're up 2-0 after one. That's just always the way that it works out, George, always.
Yeah, with one of the guys they acquired on the Lindholm deal, right? Kuzmenko makes his presence felt here. So, I forget how I played it because I have a third game involved here as well. I'm trying to figure out. Oh, I think I parlayed Boston and Vancouver, so that's not going well at all, by the way.
Oh, geez, and Boston and Vancouver. Yeah, I put Boston and Florida together.
If you're going to lose, lose. Well, I played Florida separate. So okay. If Florida wins their game, I'll cover anyway. I'll be fine here. So and there, I think they're still up 1-0 here. I have no problem if you don't lose, lose both, right? I don't like winning one parlay, part of a parlay, and losing the other. That's just frustrating. Lose both, I suck that night. We move on.
Yeah, that's kind of how it works. Here's what I do know: 2-goal leads in the NHL, especially when you're playing one of the best teams in the league in their building, those can disappear fast, George. So I think we still have ourselves a little bit of hope here for the Bruins. But I'd like to see something in the first 10 minutes here as they're about to start the second. I got the game on. Maybe we can get ourselves chip one in here in the first 10 minutes to give us a little bit of hope. Elsewhere, Dallas leads Buffalo 1-0. They're in the second. You mentioned Vancouver. They're tied 1-1 with Carolina as they're starting the second. Montreal blitzed Washington in the first period. 3-0. They lead them. Pittsburgh up 1-0 on Winnipeg to the second. Kind of like that Winnipeg plus 200 live. We said last night that we like the Jets. And Colorado and the Devils 1-1 with about 5 minutes to go in the first period there. That live total's now at 7.5. Everything is live except one game. There's only one game that starts later tonight, and that is Edmonton looking to tie the record with 17 straight wins in Vegas at the T-Mobile against the Knights. And actually, Matthias, you're there, so you tell me this. I've seen Gabe tweeting about this also. And this usually does happen with a lot of road teams that come into Vegas to play the Knights, especially from the Canadian cities. It seems like they all schedule their road trip to go into Vegas whenever their team's there. But there is here on a Super Bowl week, which is very surprising to me because of how expensive the rooms are this week with the Super Bowl in town. But there is allegedly an extremely large contingent of Edmonton Oilers fans that have populated the Strip getting ready to go to the T-Mobile tonight. Is that true, Matthias? Have you noticed that Edmonton Oilers crew?
Yes, Carver. No, that is 100% right, man. There is a lot of Edmonton Oilers fans in Vegas right now. And the funny thing is, take this back to last year. I'm in Vegas last year, and the Knights are playing the Oilers in Vegas. I go to the game. The Oilers win. They get two quick goals in the first period, and they end up winning the game. And next thing you know, Vegas wins the cup, which was last year. So
wow.
I'm following the stars, man. I'm following the signs, and I think the Oilers get it done again since I'm in town, Carver. I'm in town again, and these guys are everywhere.
Yeah, they'd tie that 92-93 Penguin team if that. And I saw them, and George would know this because I think I saw Butchie tweeting about this, Butch Goring. And somebody was asking him about the record, and he said, "Yeah, well, you know, we didn't get saved by the ties back then, or the overtime wins, because there used to be ties back then, George. So there, the Islanders' 15 games with no ties, no overtimes, or they wanted, you know, there was no safety net like you have with the shootout and things like that. Now they didn't have that on the Butchie's right about that, George."
Oh, he's 100% right. I think I brought that up with Wetzel a couple of in-game lives ago that, you know, remember back then, their game ended, 60 minutes, you're done, that's it. You know, sister kissers, right? That's what we used to call them back then. That being said, I'm not someone who likes to play that game, by the way, because there are so many different rules nowadays.
It's a different time.
Everything's different. And it's not just hockey, it's baseball, football, basketball, everything's different. So, you know, the records are what the records are. Yeah, we'll do a little Bill Parcells for you there.
Meanwhile, we have NBA as well. I'll come back and give you all that, including Kyrie returning to Brooklyn tonight, and he's off to a hot start. He's got 16 already with a couple of threes against the Nets. He's being a total pig taking every shot. Carver and Lisi, George in for Joe. We're back on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159 on a Tuesday night on the grid. Mike Carver, sans Joe. Joe's on assignment out in Vegas. He will be, he's there all week, of course, doing a great job with the crew. George Kurtz in for him tonight. Maybe one night this week, Scotty. We'll see. we'll see how that goes. They've had a lot going on out there in Vegas, so equipment and technically wise. We do have Matias out there on the ground, though. Matias is keeping us the eyes and ears of the institution right now over at Media Row for us on Carver and Lisi. So anything that Matias sees, he's going to alert us of, that's for sure. Any craziness that he finds this late at night over in the Media Center. All right, George, I'm still waiting for Boston to score. It's 5 minutes in to the second period, so hopefully they can give us a little bit of life here maybe at some point. It would be nice to see. I do want to run through all the basketball quickly. Rockets and Pacers playing a fast-paced one, I guess you could say, 75-68 at halftime. That's right. At the half, they've blown by 140-plus points. So that is 268.5 is the live total in that one. And the Pacers minus -132 on the money line. The Mavericks are up 56-38 against the Nets. And this is the Kyrie show that you have going on here. He is now at 21 points. With 5 minutes to go in the first half. I knew this, too. This is, I don't know why I do this to myself. It's like, see, you want to know why, George? Because last week, Dame Lillard returned to Portland, right? But it was kind of a different situation that ended, you know, well, everybody loves each other there, things like that. And I still, you know, we went nuts on Lillard with threes, and he was going to have a big game in his return, and blah, 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 blah. This was different. Like, Kyrie and the Nets, it wasn't all roses and candy with him leaving Brooklyn. But he comes back tonight, and he's just absolutely going off on them. 21 points. His live total is up to 34.5. And he's banging threes. I mean, his threes were 2.5 tonight. I mean, he was like plus 225 for four threes in this game. He's got three already. He's going to smoke that. I mean, six threes they actually have up at plus 285, now at plus 300. And you see, the problem is they're up 20. And he's been hurt. So I don't know how much burn he'll get in the second half. But I'm tempted to click the six plus threes at plus 300. But I'm definitely nervous. I'm a little nervous to do it because of the injury concerns. The Knicks are up 20, 48-28, with about 7 minutes to go in the first half at the Garden. Heat are up 30-19 on the Magic. Bulls and Timberwolves just got going in Chicago. Two other games yet to start. Thunder and the Jazz in Utah. And this total's down to 237. I mean, I liked it. Earlier it was 238.5 on Coast to Coast. I liked it. I still like the over here. I know it's moving in the other direction. But Thunder and Jazz, I think we'll get ourselves a lot of points. And the Bucks are in Phoenix against the Suns. And Suns minus 6, 241.5. Suns minus 6, that doesn't sound right to me. That tells me that somebody's out. Matias might know already. But I'm going to quickly run to the injury report here and see who's it. Lillard is out. So there it is. No Dame time for the Bucks tonight. Giannis in, Lillard out, Lopez out. So the Bucks are sitting a few guys, which is why that line moves so much to now 6.5 for Phoenix late night. There's also tons of college basketball going on. A very heavy night, as Tuesdays usually are. South Carolina now only up 3 on Ole Miss. They're laying 3.5. There's 28 seconds left in that game. St. John's is up almost 30 on DePaul, and they were laying 21, so they're taking care of business. Ohio State up 13 on Indiana right now. We also have, now Clemson was hammering North Carolina, but they have come all the way back to now the game is 49-46 Clemson. So they've melted a little bit here. I actually also have Maryland in a moneyline parlay, and I'm sure that they're destroying me. They were losing to Rutgers, and they still are. 52-43, they're going to lose. They suck. Maryland, they're going to lose at home to Rutgers. They were like, had to be 5 or 4.5, 5-point favorite, whatever they were. Just needed them to win outright. They're not going to get me there, George. And Houston's up 22 on Oklahoma State. And BYU and Oklahoma just got going. There's a lot of other games we'll hit as we move forward. So a very busy night, George, as I said. There's a lot of games to get through.
Well, it's good. I like busy nights. I like when there's games on. I did not like Thursday through Sunday at all. Not one little bit. Speaking of that, by the way, Jeff Carter scores for the Pittsburgh Penguins. They're up 2-0.
And
Tage Thompson ties it up for the Buffalo Sabres on the power play. 1-1 there. So I got to tell you, so far, anything that could go wrong is going wrong tonight in the NHL.
Sure is. You're not kidding, George. Anything that go right is going. You know, this Maryland team just gonna kill me here. They were up 2 at the half. They've been outscored 30-19 in the second half. That is just gutless. There you go. If Joe was here, he'd say it too. That is just a gutless job by the Maryland Terps. Now, what's the scene like at your place, George? How many TVs, and they all obviously have hockey. So how many games do you have on at once at one time in the Kurtz compound for the hockey?
I have 6 going on. There was one game I could not put on, and I guess I got to figure out which game that is. So I got 6 TVs.
At once.
You know? Streaming is a great thing. Right, because now I can watch all the NHL games, or at least as many as 6 can carry. I can put, of course, NHL on a laptop or two as well, but I usually don't do that. So I said I got 6 going, so there's one game I'm not watching, and right now I don't know which one that is, as Pittsburgh scores again, by the way.
Wow, how about that?
Looks like Peg is still on the All-Star bracket.
How about that? Winnipeg coming out sleepy here after
Montreal break. Washington, by the way, is that game I'm not watching.
Well, it's still 3-0 too, right? So 3-1 now. Washington has scored. On a night like this where you have so many games that faced off at 7 East, and there's only one late night game.
Why do they do that?
Yeah, I guess it's just because of where they are tonight.
You don't need to start at 7, by the way. 7:05, 7:10, 6:50, it doesn't matter. Break them up. Why do you want every game going into intermission at the same freaking time?
Yeah, I think it's... they need to do like they did the one night, George, back in October. Remember when they started everybody played
great.
And they started every 30 minutes, they started another game, and it just
that
went all night?
Awesome.
They need to make that a more permanent thing that they throw in.
Why do you want your product not on? That makes no sense to me.
Right.
I mean, I know we like our numbers. We like our 7s, our 7:30s, our 8s. I mean, come on, give me a break. Baseball starts games at 6 and 6:30 now. All right? It's whatever's good for the fans here. Like I said, 6:30, 6:45, 7, 7:05. 7, I mean, that's the way I would do it. Break it up so you don't have all these games going to intermission at the same time. It frustrates me to no end. I wouldn't mind tonight, by the way. What do we have, 7 games, I think I said, going on right now? Start 4 at 7, 3 at 7:30. I'm good with that, too.
I would have no problem. There's a couple of these they could have slid in at 7:30 or 8 o'clock. But they're all East Coast starts, all East Coast cities,
I'm
so
sure
nothing
ESPN
in the Central.
They want to have their own games.
They have the doubleheader. They have their own doubleheader tonight with Devils Colorado and Edmonton in Vegas. So they have the standalone. But that's also just on the plus. That's not even on regular ESPN. They just have that on the streaming right now. It looks like South Carolina is going to win this game by 3. So if you had the half, that's going to be just unlucky for you, as it looks like it's going to be a 68-65 final there down in Columbia. All right, Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. George in for Joe. We'll come back. We got a lot more to do on the grid back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159 here on a Tuesday night. So I was... George, last segment, I was just hammering away at Maryland, right? You know, just what a gutless performance by them at home, Rutgers, blah, 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 blah. And sure enough, I guess somebody on the Rutgers got a tech, and Maryland went on a 6-0 run. And now I have a 3-point game with a minute 30 left here. So Maryland's suddenly back in it. They've got all the momentum right now, but the kid just threw the ball out of bounds, and Rutgers has the ball now. So we'll see if they can do anything. Oh, who's that? That's off. There you go. Maryland basketball. Let's go. 1:17 left, down 3. We got life here, George. We got a little bit of life for the Terps.
Now you gotta sweat.
Now, that's it. We got it now. I didn't think I had one at 52-43, but now we got one. We got one going. I'd like it to get a little closer of a sweat in Boston, George. That would be nice. If the Bruins could show up and score a goal against the Flames. This is a mail-in game, George? What is this? Mail-in night for them?
I don't know. I mean, everything. I mean, Philadelphia's tied Florida. Connect me on a breakaway here. Dallas did go ahead of Buffalo. I'm on Dallas, so but that's a small play. But I don't know. It's just starting to feel like. And you know, there's only one late game. While I think Edmonton does win tonight. And Matthias, you should go to the game, by the way. You're out of your mind. I don't care if you missed the first period. he's debating, by the way, for anybody. He's debating, oh, I'm going to miss the first period. Should I still go? It's $100. It's history, man. And plus, it's a great game. Oilers in Vegas. You're there. Go to the game. Well, it might be history, I should say. I think it will be. But I'm not going to feel great about trying to make up for any losses in that game. I'm not. I think it's going to be a close game. I kind of do lean towards the under there. I don't think we're going to get the over. But I don't feel strongly about anything in that game.
No. Oh, jeez. They're reviewing this play now, George. I'm very, very upset here. This Kyrie 6-3s is now plus 500. The problem is that the score there is now, at the half, 65-47. Now, Kyrie's got, how many has he got? Got 21. I really want to jump in here, but I just don't know how much burn he's going to get. And he's taking every single shot. I think he's at least good for the 32.5 live. I don't know if he'll get three more threes. What about two more threes? What do they give me for five threes, George? Let's see here. How about five threes for Kyrie? Plus 148. You see, normally this is where I would tell Joe would normally say no here, George, and I would call him greedy. You know, for not taking the plus 148. So I'm actually breaking, like, this is exactly where I would torture Joe and say, just stop being greedy and just take the 148. Why do you got to go for it all and take the 6-3s? If Maryland comes back to win this game, George, because they're at the half in Brooklyn, if Maryland comes back to win this game, we're going in for Kyrie, even though he's probably not going to play much in the second half. We're going to go in for him. That's what
I'll do. He's good. Joe's out of his mind. Joe's out of his mind anyway.
Well, Joe's nuts. Yeah. Well, Joe's absolutely nuts. There's no doubt about that. I thought it was weird today in Vegas, George, that, you know, last night we were on and they did all the media night and all that nonsense. And why they have all the players talk again today? Didn't they all talk last night? Are they ever going to... I don't know, practice? They had, like, everybody back out. I guess they had to take all their photos today in their jerseys, right?
Well, it's Tuesday. They don't usually practice on Tuesdays, right? Wednesday, Thursday, Friday is the big practice day. So I guess today is...
Yeah.
I think on the regular season, today would always be an off day, right? Monday, then Tuesday is pretty much an off day, I think.
Well, they had them all doing interviews again today, which was...
How's the field? Is the field okay?
Yeah. Well, Shanahan said, and this happened after we left the air, Shanahan said last night... That we don't care about it. Well, if you didn't care about it, George, then why did it find its way into the media, right? If they didn't care about it.
A story if you don't care about it.
Right. So you know, we don't care about it.
Why did we hear about it? He didn't care. I don't give a damn.
He stiff-armed.
Okay. The union said it was okay.
He stiff-armed a lot of stuff.
Their own guys. We don't give a damn.
He stiff-armed a lot of things that were brought up. Like Rogers basically just like, yeah, he don't want to hear it.
He's fantastic at you ask him a question, he answers everything else but the question.
That's why they're powerful commissioners, George, right? That's why they're in the positions that they're in. This kid on Maryland made both free throws, 52-51, 8-0 run since the technical foul. There's still a minute two left. We really need Rutgers to blow this. This would be great if Maryland came back to win this game. 53 seconds, and Rutgers has got the ball clock running here as they're just trying to grind this thing down so that they can miss, and then Maryland can take the lead, hopefully, is what's going to happen here. Is he going to get a shot off? He might not get a shot off here, George. This shot clock's down to 2-1. He didn't get it off. That's a shot clock violation. Maryland ball down one. There you go. Stop the play there. What are you pumping your every? They're all high fiving. You missed the shot by about 2 seconds. The red light went off on the top. He was still in the lane with the ball in his hands. These guys think that they have a bucket. There's no chance they have one. Look at this shot clock.
Throwing a touchdown pass when you're a couple of yards past the line of scrimmage there, buddy.
Ooh, this is really close. That's really close. This might this might count, George. This is extremely close. I thought for sure he still had the ball in his hand, but things happen. That's going to be close. They got to review now. When in doubt, it should count. I like that, George. We should go with that. When in doubt, it should count. I'll gladly take that.
Listen, I like replaying sports. I mean, I really like replaying sports. But listen, you got about 45 seconds. When in doubt, the original call stands. I don't like, 7.5 minutes where we're analyzing every little piece here. Right. I just want the obvious stuff overturned, not the minuscule stuff. Although I am someone who also believes the call should.
Yeah, they
be
counted
righted.
This basket. So 54-51. That was brutal.
Vancouver scores, by the way.
Oh, wow. So Vancouver. So are they up 2-1?
Up 2-1, yeah.
Okay. Now they got a foul now here. There's 25 seconds left. They don't have enough time. You got a foul, dude. You got a foul. All right, they fouled. Let's go. So 21 seconds left here. I know that I'm enthralled in this game. 54-53, Rutgers leads Maryland with 21.7 to go. And they just fouled Rutgers. So Rutgers will go to the line, and we'll see what they can do there. Knicks are up 24 at the half at the Garden on the Grizzlies. But the Grizzlies are basically, I think they had to, like, get people off the street to play tonight. That's how bad it is for them right now. Brunson with 19 for the Knicks, as they are just cruising along there with that one. Rockets and Pacers are still, that live total's up to 274.5. I'm sorry, they're not going to the line, George. I guess they didn't have enough fouls yet. What are we doing here? There's the foul. Oh, my goodness. This is typical Kevin Willard. Back in this guy. Killed me when he was with Seton Hall. Now he's killing me with Maryland. Stuff to take. So there you go, George. As I was saying before, I was surprised that they had these guys come back out and interview again. Second day. But I guess last night was more the nonsense and today was more like the actual football.
The actual, yeah,
that they discussed.
Could be.
The actual, like, nuts and bolts of the game.
As I told you, I don't care. I mean, George Kittle last night was talking about his favorite Spider-Man actor.
Right? So he he was talking Spider-Man. He was talking wrestling. He was talking Harry Potter. He had a lot of things that he was talking about.
Harry Potter.
I haven't seen. I saw the first.
I do
one
love the rides in Universal.
20 years ago.
The virtual rides in Universal is very good. Oh man, let me tell you. When your kids get older.
I took him to Disney, I guess it was last year, but we didn't go over to Universal, so I just stayed in the compound.
Go to Star Wars Land, or whatever they call it?
Yes, I was able to. Of course, they are not really into that yet, so that was like I got on one of the rides in there, and I hung out in there for about a half hour, and then I had to go meet them at Toy Story and keep moving along.
I'm a big Star Wars guy, so yeah, I love that stuff. The one big ride that takes like 17 hours to online. You know, they got to hand it to the employees, man. They play the role.
That's the one I was on. The one where they all act like they're in the New Order. That was, yeah, I was in that. That was.
My wife got yelled at for getting out of line, man. They were going to lock her up. I was all for it.
The kid on Rutgers made the first free throw. Here comes the second one, and he makes it. So a three-point game, 17.9 to go. I guess, are we trying for the three here? Are we going to try for another quick two and another foul? Interested to see how Maryland wants to play this. They now at least finally have enough fouls where they'll put them on the line and not kill more clock. Rutgers is pressing them here. Rutgers is right on top of them. You can't stand there, my man. You got to move. They call timeout. 13.9 to go. Set up a three-point play. Meanwhile, George, still no score from the Bruins. I guess that they're extended week off for them. Extended All-Star break for the Boston Bruins tonight. At home against Calgary.
Listen, I still don't think it's over. They've won a couple of games by scoring multiple goals in the third period in the past, couple of weeks. So I'm not, even though I'm usually a negative person, I am not giving up yet. I still have faith in Boston. That being said, the greatest thing is they'll come back and win. I'll lose on Vancouver or Florida, and it won't even matter.
The other thing they talked about today was the 49ers defense. The headline says 49ers defense vows to be better after call out. Who called them out? Wilkes called them out, the defensive coordinator. Unacceptable and embarrassing.
So your own guy called you out. Fantastic.
Yeah, your own guy called. You got to step up now. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159, here on a Tuesday night. Well, George, the dream's over for me with that Maryland game. They just could never got even a good shot off, so they lose by three. The kid had one look at a three, but he was miles away. He was never hitting it. So, nice tease by them. They teased me, Maryland, in that game. What can you do? Bruins, at least, are not going to do that, George. They'll tease. They'll score one goal in the third and lose 3-1 with the empty net. That's what the Bruins will do.
At this point, I'll take that. You know, just get me on the board here. All right. I'll take the 2-1.
Give us a pulse. Show us you have a little bit of life. Do something for us here.
Just give me something. I mean, Colorado scored, but they took the goal away. I don't know why they took it away, but they did.
Did they?
So, once again, other than Dallas, everything else is.
Nothing's going well. Vancouver's 2-2. Yeah, if Carolina got a goal, 2-2 right. There, and I think it's they go to the third.
This night sucks.
Calgary up 2-0 going to the third. Washington down 3-1. Flyers, as you mentioned, tied it on the Connecty breakaway. 1-1, they go to the third. And the Penguins lead the Jets 3-0. And the Avalanche and the Devils still 1-1. They had a lot of time left in that game, though. That's on this. The clock's probably wrong on this because all these games
started at 7:30. So yeah.
That was the one game that started a little bit later. Yeah. Okay. So one of that game started a little bit later. So I gave you this quote, the Wilkes thing, before we went to the break. So last week he did the embarrassing performances, and they haven't been good in the playoffs. So today all the Niner guys on D. Said that they're getting back at it this week. The only thing we're about is doing our job. You know, they're all on a mission because they feel like their D has been disrespected. Yeah. George, here we go. The disrespected defense going into the Super Bowl.
And we'll respect you.
That's very true. You're right about that, George. I mean, maybe if they just get a couple
simple.
Stops.
I mean, you got killed by Aaron Jones, right? Detroit had no problem running on you as well, so you got to stop the run. And that's why I love Pacheco on Sunday. I think they're gonna run him a whole bunch. I think they want to have that kind of game script, eat some clock, long drives, that sort of thing. And I love Pacheco's his yardage prop and his carries prop. I think he gets it as well. And, you and I discussed last night, I'll take him to score a touchdown as well.
Slow the game down. Control the game. That's what they need to do. Control the football game. Don't let anything get going. And what I love as we get to midweek here, George, is they've started to now really, in most of the sites, and I'm looking at FanDuel now, of course, they all of the nonsense props, like everything that, I mean, anybody breathing during the game, they have now basically got on the board several hundred different types of props that you could possibly do. Like, on the passing, there's about 50 different things here. Rushing, kicking. I like the kicking ones. Because we had a couple kickers on Coast to Coast today. Robbie Gould was on with Scotty, and Nick Lowry was on with them. So I started looking into the kicking props while he was talking to them. Longest field goal, over under 47.5 yards, Jordan. I feel like that's an over with Butker. Seems to always hit one between 50 and 55.
In today's game, it's always an over for me, especially indoors. We know weather's not going to play a part in it.
Right.
And teams go for longer field goals now, right? Because 47.5 is probably the equivalent of 42.5 back in the day, right? I mean, these guys can blast it for 55. They can hit it from 60. That's not the problem. I mean, accuracy is the problem. We know they all have the distance. But Butker's be the one I'd be looking at there. So, yes, I'm on the over prop there as well.
Will Jake Moody miss a field goal at plus 210 for yes? He hasn't been sharp.
No, he's been bad. He's in bed.
That one's spicy. I did this one.
If it was outdoors,
I
would like this.
I did this one not last year because the kickers were good last year with the Eagles and the Chiefs. This might have been 2 years ago I did this. So that was Rams-Bengals. I think I did this prop. I was going after the kid on Cincinnati, McPherson, who hadn't missed any kicks.
Yeah.
I think he did miss one in the game, didn't he, George? I'm trying to remember. I feel like he did miss one.
I don't think I've ever played this.
See, when it's 2 weeks, George, and they give you all this time, you've already looked at the game and the standard props, the passing, the rush, receiving, the anytime touch. I've got them all memorized at this point. I've been staring at them for so long. So now that when they add this nonsense in a few days before, this is where I've now moved on to. I've moved on to looking at this stuff. I mean, I got punting numbers in here, George. I know any other week of the year you can bet on punts.
I have played punting. I've done that before. Rarely, but I've done that. I got two questions for you. I thought Joe Madden put up an interesting question earlier. How many bets will you place in the Super Bowl? If you had to place an over-under on how many you think right now, how many do you think it would be?
And these are singular bets, right? Not like one bet counts. If I have like two or three in a parlay, that all counts as one bet, obviously.
That counts as one bet. That's what I assume. Yeah. She didn't specify but I would assume.
I would say,
I know what my number is.
I'd say there's been years where I've gotten between 20 and 25.
All right, so I'm not crazy.
There's been years where that happened.
I'm about 19 and a half. If I'm going to set, might be about 19 and a half.
Yeah.
Including in-game bets.
Including in-game bets. I'm definitely pregame, I'm over 20. Because if I'm counting all of everything, like, there's going to be at least 2 to 5 first touchdown props for me. There's going to be probably a minimum of 10 of these exotic props, like the one I just gave you with the long field goal or the missed a field goal, and will there be a safety? What's the other one I love? Oh, will a team convert a fourth down on their own side of the field? Like, I get it. There'll be at least 10 of those that'll be worked in to my card. And then the standard things that I'll have, whether it's touchdown parlays, you know, Kelsey and Kittle in a parlay, the tight end touchdown parlay. Like, I'll do stuff like that. So I think, George, it's easy 20, maybe closer to 25 for me.
Yeah, I assume with the in-game bets, I'm going to be up there as well, because I like my in-game bets. You know, and I tend to go bananas with those, especially with tight end yardage and tight end receptions. I always think they're kind of slow to pick up on that, so I hit that hard as well. And the other, you know, something I've never played, but this is not from Joe Madden. I just saw this on a lot of the boards today about people's favorite props, more public than in the business. Will there be a tie score other than 0-0?
Yeah, I like that one too. Somebody's been talking that up.
Yes, it's all over the place.
Lately. Somebody has been talking that up, and it might have been, I don't know if Gabe's was. No, oh, Gabe, the one that Gabe loves and he's talked about a lot is, will the team that scores first win the game?
Yes.
He says he plays that to the no every year. And, like, it's hit 7 of the last 9 years or something like that, that the team that scores first doesn't win. That's the one that he's big on. So, no, look, this is the time now. We open it all up and we let it fly here, George. That's precisely.
It's the last game for 7 months, and it's the last game for 7 months. And listen, I like betting on. I'm a football guy. I'm a baseball guy. I'm a hockey guy. But I probably enjoy betting on football the most, especially in game football, by far the most.
Yeah, for me too. I think that it's really changed where I go. I love doing, especially when it's a standalone game. You know, Sunday afternoons at 1, it's a little bit harder for me to do that because there's so much going on. If there's one game that I'm focused in, I can do it a little bit. But for the most part, it's everything that I have before the games. But when it's a night game or when it's obviously a game like this, the Super Bowl, and it's a lot easier to access and to focus and to know what you're doing, yeah, the in-game bets, they go up, George. They go up big time.
Yeah, I mean, I think we're all like that. Yeah, you said it perfectly. In game, we're focusing more on it. So, yeah, there's no doubt. It's like it's last game of the season. It's the Super Bowl. I'm not saying every game is going to be, you know, a $100 bet, $500, whatever it is. But I will definitely have my my fair share of bets here. And I've enjoyed the in-game, doing the in-game stuff. There's nothing else. There's no basketball or NHL that night. They're
They're in during the day.
Before the game starts. Yeah, during the day.
I'm waiting for those because I love those as well, and that's the cross sports.
I don't like doing that.
Oh, I love them.
I absolutely love them.
I love it. I had some.
And I have no patience, by the way, to do a Sunday, Tuesday bet. I'm not waiting. I got to wait till Tuesday to find out if I want. I can't do that.
I love, like, the year that the Patriots played the Eagles. We were out in Vegas doing the show there. And, oh, George, I had so many of them. It was like I had Ertz catches over goals in the Montreal-Ottawa game. We had – there was somebody's field goals over goals in the King-Vegas game. Like, it was just – it was all the hockey games that were in the afternoon, and I did the cross sports with the Super Bowl that night, and it was a huge night. That's I'll never forget that Super Bowl. That was a great one for me. Because I also had the Eagles, George, that night. So that was that was a huge hit.
Good day. Good night.
Tons of Ertz stuff. Tons of Ertz props. It was a monster game for me, that's for sure. We are about to start the third in all of these games in hockey.
Goals, please.
We need goals. Devils are now up 2-1.
Yeah, I think it was Devils up. Scored offhand. If I remember correctly, you're there. Did Hughes come back tonight? I know they he was skating with them.
He did skate at the morning at morning skate. Let me tell you, I could tell you that right now, George, if you give me a moment.
Take a look as well.
I'm going to see if he's
in the lineup. My best Super Bowl would have been the Rams.
He's not.
Rams Patriots. I think I hit 19 of 22 props.
Are you talking about the 13-3 game?
Yep, that's the game.
Wow, you must have had a lot of unders, huh? A lot of unders.
I guess I did. I was hitting stupid props too that I didn't even care about. You know, it was like, things just going my way. Kind of land that last second interception that Goff threw. I needed that. Like, oh yeah, this is going to be one of my days.
Hughes did not play tonight. He was at the morning skate, but he's not in the lineup for the Devils, who did take a 2-1 lead with the Brat goal, as you mentioned, his 20th of the season for them. And like you said, I have 6 games that are we're waiting for the third period to start. In 6 games right now, all at once.
I hate it.
Let's go.
Listen, anybody who's ever been on with Gabe and I and Cam, we all rail about NHL scheduling anyway. They don't get it.
Right.
I'm sure you know that. I mean, they don't get it.
They don't know.
I mean, for the love of God, this is not rocket science here. You don't have all your games go into mission at the same time. What are we all doing then? Because during the 18 minutes, we're all going to the bathroom, getting something to eat. I'll go outside for a smoke, or walk the dog, whatever it is. All right. As the Devils score again, by the way, I think Mercer.
Wow. Devils opening it up now. How about that? Devils opening it up.
I think the Devils make the playoffs, by the way. I think they get it.
Do you?
I may hate their goaltending, but I think they'll somehow strengthen that up by the deadline. I think they'll make a move for Markstrom, maybe Merzlikin, someone like that.
Wow. Carolina just tied Clemson as well in college basketball. 70 apiece there with the under 4 timeout. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM. 159. George Kurtz in for Joe. Out on assignment. They've started the third in all these hockey games finally, and we'll see if the Bruins can actually get a little life going. I was saying before the break that North Carolina came all the way back and tied Clemson at 70, and then they go and they give up the next 5 points, and now they're down 75-70 with a minute and a half to go. So that's a bad scene for them, and they are probably going to lose now at home. Kentucky up 12 on Vandy. They still got a little bit of time left in the first half there. There are some good late-night games, which we'll touch on in the second hour. Utah State, home for Nevada, which we like, minus the 5.5. Colorado State, minus the 5.5 against Boise. So lots of late-night Mountain West for the college hoops that we can do. We're going to do golf at the end of the second hour as well. Keith Stewart, who joins me on TV on Wednesdays on Coast to Coast, will join me here this week, as we'll do. He's at the Waste Management out in Arizona, and we'll get his plays for this week. So there you go with that. You believe this, George? Flyers up 2-1. They scored in the first couple minutes in the third.
This is the gimme game of the night, by the way. All right, I mean, Florida, one of the best teams in the Eastern Conference, maybe the NHL, at home to a Philadelphia team that, filled up the planet the last couple of weeks here. Stolarz was in net, but he's only given 2 goals. That's not the problem. You got 1 goal here. Come on, man. Gates just scored for Philly.
This is just, they sort of, it's just absolutely brutal. Brutal night so far. It looked like the Bruins just scored, George, but maybe it hit the post. Must have hit the crossbar. They're flying here in the first minute, I'll tell you that. Carver, Lisi, we got another hour to go. George in for Joe, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.